Bush target its approval ratings with Distraction Plan. 27th of January 2007, this is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C., Thursday, UNN reporting. The White House faced with the lowest approval ratings for any president ahead of a State of the Union since Richard Nixon in 1974, yesterday sought to create a comprehensive, hey, look over there package to present to the electorate. Under the plan to put forth in George Bush's State of the Union address speech, the White House will offer a new health care package and new measures on immigration, education, energy security, and gay marriages. The president said, quote, those gay marriages, woo, greatest threat to our nation, really. Only a Republican government will fight gay marriages. That Nancy Pelosi, she shaves her balls every morning. I bet she's just going to marry a woman, probably Hillary Clinton. That'd be horrifying. Think of the horror of gay marriages, unquote. A Washington Post poll on Monday showed Mr. Bush's approval ratings had fallen to 33%, on par with the lowest levels ever since he took office. That compares with 26% for Nixon in 1974. The poll also found that 51% of Americans strongly disapprove of his performance, the lowest levels of his presidency. White House spokesman Incorporated Tony Snowjob says, quote, under the president's plan, millions and millions of people will have lower health insurance fees. We'll keep the SPICs, foreigners, out. We'll make sure every child gets a high school diploma printed on a really nice piece of paper. California will never have a blackout again because Arnie will kick the power company's asses. And good and decent church-going people will be protected from the menace of gay marriages, unquote. When Mr. Snowjob was asked about Iraq, he called the reporter a terrorist sympathizer and called security to have him thrown out. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were seen cackling and rubbing their hands together at the back of the room, with the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination considered likely to go to the first one to change their legal name for the ballot to anyone but Bush. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.